Good morning. My testimony and journey to God. I was born and bred only 300 yards from the Ebenezer Baptist Church, and as a young boy I attended the All Saints Church across the road. I was a choir boy there and served there till I was 11 years old. At that time in my life God was all around me, but I wasn't taking any notice. And this is how my life went till 2010, when I was on holiday in Jamaica with Sue Ellen. And with Sue Ellen being the sociable side of our marriage, she got talking with a German lady who was a regular holidaymaker to Jamaica. That night, walking back to our room, Sue Ellen said, "We're going to church in the morning." I looked at her in shock, but it was true. The next morning, we were picked up and taken to St. Anne's Bay, a little tin sheeting shack village, and the tin sheeting made church. The joy in the faces of the congregation as we went in was amazing. The service started, and 20 minutes into the service, the tears were streaming down my face. In that little church, I seen and felt the power of Jesus and the love and passion of God. This is where our search started when we got home, looking for that church we had found there, but here locally. Then on the 28th of July, Sue Ellen said again, "We're going to church this morning." I put everything in the way, her leg, the weather, I'm tired. But she was having none of it. And we got ready and we turned up here. We were introduced to Richie and Missy. And we sat and listened to the service. The service was about forgiveness. That's something I have struggled with for many years. As Richie preached the gospel and the service, I heard the passion and conviction in his word. Just like I'd heard in Jamaica. And when the service ended, I sat and looked around, thinking what Richie had said. And I thought, if this church is anything like heaven, it will do for me. We couldn't wait for the next Sunday to come, and when it did, the joy, passion and the love of God took over my thoughts. The week later, on August the 11th, my life changed. The service was about borrowed time, and how we were all on borrowed time. When I was 7 years old, I was run over and badly injured. As I listened more, my own life's experiences came back to me. Then I thought, in 1984, I had a head-on car collision with a drunk driver. My car was completely wrecked. We had no seatbelts then, and the force of the impact sent my engine 150 yards down the road. I just opened the door and got out with not a scratch. My mum was injured in the back. Richie carried on saying that how God's plan is to keep us here. I was thinking, how come I'm still here? Then on February 2017, my whole life changed forever when I had a near fatal heart attack. My little boy Reuben was only 7 months old. All this time, I'm sitting here thinking of borrowed time and how God's plan for me is not complete yet. As Richie closed the service saying, "Can you risk leaving here today without being saved?" Knowing you're on borrowed time, I was glued to the seat. I couldn't move. I knew what my next step was. I needed to be saved. So on the 11th of August, I was saved and given eternal life in heaven. My journey to God was wrote in stone from that day on. So today I'm going to be baptized and walk in my new life with Jesus Christ, my Saviour. God bless you all.